If you're looking to enhance your leadership and work-life harmony, evolving you professionally and personally, this podcast is for you. Welcome to You Evolving Now with Andre Young. A leader's respect. Now, whether you're in a professional position of leadership or a leader in and of your own life, leaders understand, you understand that we must respect the people that we're leading. Respect them for who they are, their superpowers, what they bring to the organization, that project, the team, the family, life in general. The other key part of respect is, as leaders, you choose to show up every day in a way that the people you are leading respect who you are and how you are, by how you show up, by the results that you bring, and also by how you treat them. Now, these two key aspects of respect are a given for leaders. I want to share with you three other key points that will elevate your leadership and work-life harmony, and also the leadership of those that are following. The first key point to respect as a leader is the mission. Now, if you're in a professional position of leadership, what's the mission statement of your company? That's your job to enforce. That's your job that people know what it is. What is the mission and vision factors that you have for your team and organization? In your relationship, your intimate relationships, for your family and your kids. See, people might not know the mission. They might not be married to the mission like you are. What's the vision? The vision factors are those 3 to 5 things that you know when you do them consistently, the vision has to come true. So as a leader, respect the mission. Know what it is. Share it with your people and have your vision factors in line so you can make those dreams, that vision, come true. The other thing to respect is change and growth. Now, this is monumental because change does not always equal growth. However, growth will always mimic some type of change. Now, this can be hard to respect as a leader because not everybody likes change. I do a speaking engagement and trainings for organizations, companies, and teams, and it's all about change. How you manage the change you think you want, and also the change you don't. That's what breeds great leaders. Respecting that change is inevitable, but it always seems to shock us when it happens. As a leader, as a great leader, don't be shocked by change. See it coming, anticipate it, and have somewhat of a plan on how to address it, letting that plan evolve as necessary so you can be your definition of successful, completing the mission statement and the vision factors that are necessary. Sometimes change may come in the magnitude of a global pandemic that shuts down the world, changes your position, changes your team, changes the structure of your organization. Maybe it's at the top, and now there's an organizational change, a merger, an acquisition. Maybe you've been there. Maybe there's change within your team. These things happen. How will you keep your leadership consistent and powerful through the face of the change you think you want and the change you don't? Maybe you've changed, and this is something to be careful about. Don't let your evolution elevate your ego. Sometimes when things change and you get promoted, sometimes it can be hard to now lead your friends, lead your coworkers. Things change. Don't let your elevation elevate your ego and have our noses up in the air looking down on people, judging people, and making us less humble as leaders. Maybe that change is something else in the family and in life or health. Don't let your leadership diminish in the face of change. The other part is growth. Growth can be intimidating. Maybe it's the growth of others. Maybe you've been leading someone and now they've grown to a position of leadership themselves. Maybe they're now on your level or beyond. How can we respect their growth? How can we help them through their growth and not be intimidated and drag them back down like crabs in a bucket? Perhaps it's in our personal lives. Maybe your partner has grown. Maybe your kids have grown. Can we allow them to grow and have their own thoughts and have their own way, but us still be leaders, valuing their superpower, sticking true to the mission? How, as a leader, will you not let change and growth negatively impact the mission and the vision? Stay true to that mission and vision, being able to alter your vision factors to allow the change and growth to win now and for later. The last key point to respect as a leader is quality. Everything comes down to results. And as a leader, you will be at the forefront of those results, responsible for those results. No one can deny great quality. Have a great quality product that you're putting out. If you're in a professional position of leadership, what is the product of your organization? What is the service of your organization? How are you giving great quality to your customers, to your clients, to the people that you are leading, to your organization? Always give great quality. Now, some people professionally and personally within your life may not be willing to pay the high price of high standards to get that great quality, to follow the standards and expectations that you have for great quality. But now you know who to work with and who you can't work with, and you'll have to make some tough leadership decisions moving forward, or you won't be leading for long. Perhaps this is in your personal life, because I'm big on work-life harmony. What is the quality of product that you're putting out as a person, as a significant other, a wife or a husband, boyfriend or girlfriend, as a mother or father or step-parent, as a brother and sister, all of the roles that you play? What is the quality of the product that you're putting out? Being sure to maintain your high level of leadership, personally and professionally. Guys, these are the three keys of what to respect as a leader, a leader's respect. When you respect the mission, when you decide to respect change and growth, and when you respect the quality of the product that you're putting out, it's hard not to live a great life professionally and personally, evolving your leadership and work-life harmony. Guys, if you like this, you're going to love everything at youevolvingnow.com. It's Y-O-U, evolvingnow.com. And thank you for letting me be of value and impact in your professional and personal lives. Thanks so much. I'll see you next time and enjoy your evolution. I hope this episode resonated with you, allowing you to make a great impact with your leadership and work-life harmony in your work, in your relationships, and in your life. If you like this, you're going to love everything at youevolvingnow.com.